Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is the fourth episode of the 18th topic. We were discussing the isnads of the seven canonical readings, and in the earlier three episodes, we have already discussed the isnad of Nafi's reading. Today, inshallah, we'll take up the next person or the next reader, the next famous reader who was regarded so by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid, and his name is Abu Ma'bad Abdullah ibn Kathir, and he was a very famous qari of Mecca, as is regarded by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid. A very brief biographical information about him is that he was a famous qari and a perfume maker of Mecca, and this has been described by Mizin Istazib al-Kamal. Hammad ibn Salama says that he saw Abu Amr ibn al-Ula reading out the Quran to him. In the opinion of Sufyan ibn Uyayna, no one surpassed Abdullah ibn Kasir and Humayd ibn Qais as Quranic readers in Mecca. So this is a very brief intro to Abdullah ibn Kasir. Now we shall take a look at the teachers of Abdullah ibn Kasir, and we shall take a look at the ones which have been supported by Isnad. And as you can see that their names are being displayed before you, primarily there are three teachers to whom Abdullah ibn Kasir can be attributed or ascribed to as the student. First of them is Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib al-Makhzumi. Then we have Mujahib ibn Jabr. And in the third place, we have Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas. So these are the three readers or three teachers who have been regarded as his teachers, Abdullah ibn Kasir's teachers, through Isnad. I will now read out some narratives before you which depict these three people or these three qaris or these three Quran teachers to be the teachers of Abdullah ibn Kasir. The first narrative is recorded by Dani in his Jami al-Bayan fi qiraat al-sab'a al-mashhura, and it says, I'm going to read it in complete because it has a tahweel in it as well. It says, حَدَّثَنَا فَارِسُ بْنُ أَحْمَدْ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ, and then we have a tahweel, وَأَخْبَرَنَا عَبْدُ الْعَزِيزِ بْنُ مُحَمَّدْ قَالَ حدثنا عبد الواحد بن عمر قال حدثنا احمد بن موسى قال حدثني علي بن اخي ابراهيم بن راشد قال حدثني محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد الحكم قال حدثنا محمد بن ادريس الشافعي قال قرات على اسماعيل بن عبد الله بن قسطنطين وقرا اسماعيل على شبل وقرا شبل على ابن كثير وقرا ابن كثير على عبد الله بن صائب وقرا عبد الله على ابي Ala Ubay wa qara Ubay ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So since I'm going to read this translation before you from the point where we find the report is actually reporting some further information, so I would say that I will read it out from Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi's information which he has related in the Isnad which I have just read out. So Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi said, I read out the Quran to Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Qustantin, and Ismail read out to Shibl, and Shibl read out to Abdullah ibn Kasir, and Abdullah ibn Kasir read out to Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib al-Makhzumi, and Abdullah ibn Sa'ib read out to Ubay, and Ubay read out to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As you can see, its chain of narration is being displayed before you. Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi, we know that he died in 150, he was born in 150 Hijra. He reports that the teacher of Ibn Kasir is Abdullah ibn Sa'ib, whereas obviously we know that Shafi is not contemporaneous to this event because Ibn Kasir died in 120 and Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi, he was born in 150 Hijra. So therefore, we can see that there could be an inqita in this case, the way it has been reported. Furthermore, viewers, another weakness in this chain of narration is that no information is available on Ali, who is the nephew of Ibrahim ibn Rashid. So this makes this a narrative to be dubious. So this is the first chain that I have discussed, which tells us that one of the about the teachers of Abdullah ibn Kasir. So next, I'm going to read out another chain of narration. This time, it is from Zahabi's Ma'rifat al-Qurra' al-Kibar. And it says, وَقَدْ رَوَى الْفَضْلُ بْنُ شَازَانَ عَنْ أَحْمَدُ بْنِ يَزِيدَ الْحُلْوَانِ عَنْ إِبْنِ عَنْ النَّبَّالِ عَنْ أَبِي الْإِخْرِيطِ قَالْ حَدَّثَنَا شِبْل وَمَعْرُوفَ أَنَّهُمَا قَرَى عَلَىٰ بْنِ كَسِيرِ وَأَنَّهُ قَرَى عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ صَعِبِ. So Abu al-Ikhrit Wahab ibn Wadih said, it is narrated to me by Shibl and Ma'ruf that both of them read out Ibn Kasir and that Ibn Kasir read out to Abdullah ibn al-Sa'ib. You can see its chain of narration being displayed before you. Clearly, there's a inqita here, the isnad is broken, as Zahabi has not specified the complete chain of narration between him and Al-Fadl ibn Shahdan. The narrative, as you remember, recall, and I read out, just begins with what وَقَدْ رَوَى الْفَضْلُ ibn Shahdan. Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halawani is a suspect narrator. You can see that his name is being indicated by the red arrow. He's a suspect narrator, and Abu Zurra says that he was not pleased with him. No tawseek is available on Abu al-Iqid Wahab ibn Wazih, even though both al-Zahabi and Ibn al-Jazri list him in their works. So, as you can see, Abu al-Iqid Wahab ibn Wazih being indicated. So, no tawseek is available on him, and the usul that I have adopted in this regard is that if a person, if a qari who transmits an information, no tawseek is available on him, then he has to be consigned to the category of majhul, because we have to know positively about the whether a person has is of sound character or not. And in this case, in the absence of any tawseek, we cannot hold that person to be reliable. So, therefore, in this case, the above information does not establish Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Sa'ib al-Makhzumi as to be a teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir. So, these two narratives which I have just discussed actually refer to Abdullah ibn Kasir's teacher, Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib. And since both these narratives which I have discussed before you, they cannot be established reliably, so therefore, It is very suspect if we regard Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib to be Abdullah ibn Kasir's teacher. An important point to note here, viewers, is that Ibn al-Jazari also recorded that Abu al-Ala al-Hamadani has regarded Abdullah ibn Kasir reading out to the Quran to Abdullah ibn Sa'ib as a weak opinion. This Ibn al-Jazari has recorded in his Ghayat al-Nihaya. So he says that the fact that Abdullah ibn Kasir read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib, this is something which is not firmly established. The first narrative which I just read out says that Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib al-Makhzuni read out to Ubay. However, since this narrative is not sound, this information cannot be validated as well. So Ibn al-Jazari says that besides Ubay, he also read out to Umar ibn al-Khattab. However, this information is not supported by any isnad. So this important addendum, I would say, is also likely to make this whole issue of Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib as a teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir to be even more suspect. Next, viewers, let's move on to the next teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir, and he is Mujahid ibn Jabr. And I'm now going to read out narratives which tell us that Mujahid ibn Jabr was a teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir. So, قال أحمد بن محمد وقرأت على بالإخريت وهب بن وازه وهب أبي الإخريت وهب بن وازه مولى عبد العزيز بن أبي رواد وخبرني أنه قرأ على إسماعيل بن عبد الله عن عبد الله بن كثير عن مجاهد. So, أحمد بن محمد بن عبد الله البزي said, and I read out the Quran to Abu al-Ikhrit, Wahab ibn Wazih, مولى Abdul Aziz, and he informed me that he read out to Ismail ibn Abdullah, who read out to Abdullah ibn Kasir, who read out to Mujahid. As you can see, the chain of narration is being displayed before you. The problem with this chain of narration, viewers, is no tawseek is available on Wahab ibn Wazih, even though both Zahabi and Ibn al-Jazari mention him. So therefore, this again is a question of the fact that in the absence of any tawseek on a Quran reciter who could be acting as a transmitter, we cannot hold him to be reliable, and he has to be consigned to the majhul category. Let's move on to the second narrative in this regard, and we are discussing the teacher Mujahid ibn Jabr of Abdullah ibn Kasir. So the words are Haddasana Ibrahim ibn Qattab al-Lahai qal Haddasana Ahmad ibn Khalid qal Haddasana Muslim ibn al-Fadl qal Haddasana Muhammad ibn Ibrahim ibn Abil Jahim, and then we have a tahweel wa akhbarana Abdul Aziz ibn Abi Ghassan al-Mukhri qal حدثنا عبد الواحد بن عمر قال حدثنا محمد بن سليمان بن محبوب ومحمد بن جرير قالوا حدثنا ابن عبد الحكم قال حدثنا محمد بن إدريس قال قرأت على إسماعيل قال قرأت على شبل وأخبرني شبل أنه I'm now just reading this narrative in a way in which some of the suppressed parts are also revealed. so that readers are better or viewers are better able to appreciate the isnad. So wa akhbarani Shibl, and the words or the names in the brackets are actually the ones which I have indicated for you to gauge who is reading out to whom. So wa akhbarani Shibl annahu qara'a ala ibn Kasir wa qala Shibl akhbarani ibn Kasir annahu qara'a ala Mujahid wa qala ibn Kasir akhbarani Mujahid annahu قرأ على ابن عباس وقال مجاهد أخبرني ابن عباس أنه قرأ على أبي وقال ابن عباس قرأ أبي على رسول الله على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Qustantin said, I read out the Quran to Shibl, and Shibl informed me that he read out to Abdullah ibn Kasir. Shibl said, Abdullah ibn Kasir informed me that he read out to Mujahid, and Abdullah ibn Kasir said, Mujahid informed me that he read out to Ibn Abbas, and Mujahid said, Ibn Abbas informed me that he read out to Ubay, and Ibn Abbas said that Ubay read out to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can see, viewers, the chart is being indicated before you. This chart has the details being shown before you in the form of two sections. One of there's a left section and the right section. In this regard, it needs to be conceded that the right isnad is the right section of this isnad, which you can see branches down from Ibn Abdul Hakam to Muhammad ibn Sulaiman and Muhammad ibn Jarir, so all the way down to Dani. This isnad is correct and okay. However, the first or the leftmost isnad, has problems because of Muslim ibn al-Fadl and Ibrahim ibn Abil Jahim. They are suspect, and you can see that they figure in the leftmost section of the isnad. And although this left section of the isnad is weak, but since the right section of the isnad, which is a complete isnad from Shafi to Dani, it is okay and sound. So therefore, we will rely on the information which is found in this narrative. Next, we move on to the third narrative which has been cited in this regard, and this has been recorded in Ad-Dani's Jami' al-Bayan fil Qira'at al-Sab'a. So the words I'm now going to read out from the part where we can see that it has been reported by a narrator, and he is, of course, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi. So Imam Shafi is now report the narrative, but I'm actually going to cite the whole isnad before you. So فَحَدَّثَنَا أَبُّ الْفَتْحِ شَيْخُنَا قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا إِبْنُ مُجَاهِدٍ قَالَ حَدَّثَنِي إِبْنُ أَخِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِبْنُ رَاشِدٍ الْعَدْمِي قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا إِبْنُ عَبْدِ الْحَكَمِ قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا الشَّافِعِيُّ قَالَ قَرَأْتُ عَلَى ابْنِ قَسْطَنْطِينَ وَأَخْبَرَنِي أَنَّهُ قَرَأَ عَلَى شِبْلٍ وَأَنَّهُ قَرَأَ عَلَى عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنِ كَثِيرٍ وَأَخْبَرَنِي عبد الله بن كثير أنه قرأ على مجاهد وأخبرني مجاهد أنه قرأ على ابن عباس وأخبره ابن عباس أنه قرأ على عبي بن قعب وقرأ عبي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Shafi said, I read out the Quran to Ibn Qustantin, who informed me that he read out to Shibl, and Shibl read out to Ibn Kasir. Shibl said, Abdullah bin Kasir informed me that he read out to Mujahid. Abdullah bin Kasir said, Mujahid informed me that he read out to Ibn Abbas, and that Ibn Abbas informed Mujahid that he read out to Ubay. And Ibn Abbas said, Ubay read out to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the translation of the chain just cited before you, and the narrative. You can see its chain of narration being displayed before you. The problem here is a similar one which we discussed previously, is that there's no information available as to who Ali, who is the nephew of Ibrahim ibn Rashid, is. So no information is available about who he is. The fourth narrative, viewers, that we're going to cite is, again, this has been cited by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan fil Qira'at al-Sab' al-Mashura, and it says, حَدَّثَنَا فَارِس ibn Ahmad قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا مُحَمَّدُ ibn al-Hasan قَالَ حَدَّثَنَا إِسْحَاقُ ibn Ahmad قَالَ قَرَأْتُ عَلَى الْبَزِّي وَأَخْبَرَنِي أَنَّهُ قَرَأَ عَلَى إِكْرَمَ ibn Sulaiman وَأَخْبَرَهُ أَنَّهُ قَرَأَ عَلَى شِبْل وعلى إسماعيل وأخبراه أنهما قرأ على ابن كثير وأخبرهما أنه قرأ على مجاهد وأخبره أنه قرأ على ابن عباس وأخبره ابن عباس أنه قرأ على أبي بن قعب. So Ishaq ibn Ahmad al-Khuzai said, I read out the Quran to al-Bazzi, and he informed me that he read out to Ikrimah ibn Sulaiman. Ikrimah informed al-Bazzi that he read out to Shibl and Ismail. Shibl and Ismail informed Ikramah that both of them read out to Ibn Kathir. Ibn Kathir said, he informed both Shibl and Ismail that he read out to Mujahid. Mujahid said, he informed Ibn Kathir that he read out to Ibn Abbas. And Ibn Abbas informed him, which is of course Mujahid, that he read out to Ubay. Now you can see that his chain of narration is being displayed before you. The isnad, in all probability, viewers, is broken because more than 70 years separate the deaths of Muhammad ibn al-Hasan, as you can see his name, just below Ishaq ibn Ahmad al-Khuzai. Muhammad ibn al-Hasan died in 380 Hijrah, and Ishaq ibn Ahmad al-Khuzai died in 308 Hijrah. So it seems that there could be a case of inqita here. Also, viewers, it seems that Bazzi is informing about non-contemporaneous events that he was not contemporaneous to. This includes Ibn Kathir, who died in 120 Hijrah, reading out the Quran to Mujahid, and Mujahid reading out to Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas reading out to Ubay. So all these things that he has reported, he could not have been contemporaneous to these events, and the way they have been reported, it is a very high possibility that this information he is citing, but he is not that this citation is not contemporaneous to all the events or all the reports that he is actually depicting. The fifth narrative viewers in this regard is recorded by Dani in his Jami al Bayan fil Qiraat al Sab'a al Mashura. And the narrative reads, حدثنا محمد بن أحمد قال حدثنا ابن مجاهد قال حدثني مضر بن محمد قال حدثني أبو الحسن البزي أنه قرأ على أبي الخريد قال وأخبرني أنه قرأ على إسماعيل بن إسماعيل عن عبد الله بن كثير عن مجاهد لم يرفعه أكثر من هذا. So مضر بن محمد said, أبو الحسن البزي said to me that he read out the Quran to أبو الخريد. أبو الحسن البزي said, Abu al-Ikhrid informed me that he read out to Ismail from Abdullah bin Kathir from Mujahid. Ad-Dani said he did not go beyond this. As you can see that this schematic illustration is displayed before you. This is not as okay. I'm now going to recite out the sixth narrative in this regard. And this has been recorded by Ad-Dani in his Jami al-Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sabha al-Mashhura. So the words are, حدثنا أبو الفتح شيخنا قال حدثنا أبو طاهر قال حدثنا ابن عبد الرزاق قال حدثنا إسحاق الخزاعي قال قرأت على عبد الوهاب بن فليح قال قرأت على محمد بن سبعون وداود بن الشبل وأخبراه أنهما قرأ على إسماعيل بن عبد الله وأنه قرأ على عبد الله بن كثير وقرأ عبد الله على مجاهد بن Jubair, of course, the words should have been Mujahid ibn Jabr. وَقَرَى عُبَيْ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالُوا وَقَدْ قَرَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَلَى عُبَيْ وَقَالَ عُبَيْ أَقْرَأُوكُمْ. So Muhammad ibn Sab'un and Dawud ibn Shibl informed Abdul Wazi ibn Fulayh that they read out to Ismail ibn Abdullah, and that he read out to Ibn Kathir, and that Ibn Kathir read out to Mujahid, and Ubay read out to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ad-Dani said that they, referring to the scholars of Hadith, said, at times the Prophet Muhammad would read out to Ubay and said, Ubay is the best reciter among you. So this is obviously a very clear case of compliment from the Prophet. Viewers, I would also like to point out that there is an obvious break in the chain of narration here, which I read out earlier. And if it is understood in the right light of other narratives, then the missing link between Mujahid and Ubay is Abdullah ibn Abbas. So this can be filled in by other narratives in this regard. Now, as far as the chain of narration is concerned, you hear the problem is that Muhammad ibn Sab'un and Dawud ibn Shibl, they do not seem to be contemporaneous to some of the information they provide. Although their exact dates of birth and death are not known, but considering their tabqa, they seem to be not contemporaneous to the events that they are describing. This includes the fact that they transmit the fact that Ibn Kathir read out the Quran to Mujahid, and Mujahid read out to Ibn Abbas, and Ibn Abbas read out to Ubay, and then the latter reading out to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this information we do not find. That the way it has been transmitted by these two narrators, it does seem that it is not muttasil, it is The fact is that it is reported in a way that it seems to be it does not seem to be contemporaneous, and hence I would abstain from making any judgment or taking out any verdict from this narrative as well. The seventh narrative, viewers, is by Abu Muhammad al-Khuzai, and this has been recorded also by Dani. And as far as this chain of narration is concerned, it says, حدثنا أبو الفتح قال حدثنا محمد بن الحسن قال حدثنا ابن عبد الرزاق قال حدثنا أبو محمد الخزاعي قال أخبرني عبد الوهاب أنه قرأ على محمد ابن لا محمد بن بزيب أخبره أنه قرأ على القسط وأن القسط قرأ على ابن كثير وقرأ ابن كثير على مجاهد ودرباس مولى ابن عباس وقرأ على ابن عباس ووقف عند هذا. So Abu Muhammad al-Khuzai said, Abdul Wahab informed me that he read out to Muhammad ibn Bazi, and that Muhammad ibn Bazi informed Abdul Wahab that he read out to Al-Qust, and that Al-Qust read out to Ibn Kasir, and Ibn Kasir read out to Mujahid and Dirbas, Mawla ibn Abbas, and Mujahid and Dirbas, Mawla ibn Abbas read out to Ibn Abbas. Ad-Dani said that the chain did not go beyond this. And you can see that this chain of narration is being displayed before you. The problem here is that Abu Muhammad al-Khuzai, he transmits the information that the teacher of Ibn Kasir is Mujahid and that of Mujahid is Ibn Abbas, whereas clearly we know that Abu Muhammad al-Khuzai, who died in 308 Hijra, he could not have been contemporaneous to these events. That we know that Abdullah ibn Kasir died in 120 Hijra, Mujahid died in 104 Hijra, Abdullah ibn Abbas died in 68 Hijra. So how could he have been contemporaneous to these events? And in all probability, it seems that the way it has been reported here, that he is reporting events which are he is not exactly contemporaneous to. Also, according to Al-Khatib, Muhammad ibn al-Bazi is Majhul. So this is important to note, that as you can see that his name is being displayed before you, that Muhammad ibn al-Bazi, he is Majhul. Next, viewers, we go on to the eighth narrative, which has been cited in this regard. And this also has been reported by Ad-Dani, but this time we find that it has been reported in his At-Taysir fil Qiraat al-Sabr. It has also been reported in his other book, but the text that I have taken is basically from Ad-Dani's At-Taysir fil Qiraat al-Sabr. And it says, حدثنا أبو الفتح شيخنا قال حدثنا أبو الحسن المقري قال حدثنا أحمد بن سلم قال حدثنا الحسن بن مخلد قال حدثنا البزي قال قرأت على إقرمة بن سليمان قال قرأت على إسماعيل بن عبد الله بن قسطنطين فلما بلغت بالضحى قال كبر حتى تختم مع خاتمة كل سورة فإني قرأت على عبد الله بن كثير فأمرني بذلك وأخبرني ابن كثير أنه قرأ على مجاهد وأمره بذلك وأخبره مجاهد أنه قرأ على ابن عباس وأمره بذلك وأخبره ابن عباس أنه قرأ على أبي بن قاب فأمره بذلك وأخبره أبي أنه قرأ على رسول الله فأمره بذلك. So Ikrimah ibn Sulaiman said, I read out from the Quran to Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Qustantin. When I reached Surah Al-Duha, he said, say Allahu Akbar, and you should say this at the end of every surah, because I read out to the Quran to Abdullah ibn Kasir, and he told me to say Allahu Akbar at the end of every surah. And he informed me that he read out to Mujahid, and he told him as well to say Allahu Akbar at the end of every surah. And Mujahid informed him that he read out to Ibn Abbas, and he told him to say Allahu Akbar at the end of every surah as well. And Ibn Abbas informed Mujahid that he read out to Ubay, who also told him to say Allahu Akbar at the end of every surah. And Ubay informed Ibn Abbas that he read out to the Messenger of God, who told him to say Allahu Akbar at the end of every surah. You can see its schematic illustration being displayed before you. According to Zahabi, Ikrimah ibn Sulaiman is Masturul Hal Fihi Jahala. And this he has recorded in his Marifat al-Qurra al-Kibar. Moreover, viewers, Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Qustantin reports that Ibn Abbas, and we know that Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Qustantin lived between 100 and 170 Hijra. He was born in 100 and he died in 170 Hijra. He reports that Ibn Abbas to be the teacher of Mujahid. Ibn Abbas died in 68 Hijra, Mujahid died in 104 Hijra, and Ubay ibn Ka'b to be the teacher of Ibn Abbas. Whereas obviously Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Qustantin cannot be contemporaneous to these events. He lived much later. The above information establishes Mujahid ibn Jabr to be a teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir, and Abdullah ibn Abbas to be a teacher of Mujahid ibn Jabr, and Ubay to be a teacher of Abdullah ibn Abbas. So this is as far as two teachers of Abdullah ibn Kasir is concerned, Abdullah ibn Sa'ib and then Mujahid ibn Jabr. And finally, viewers, the third and final teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir is Dirbas Mawla Abdullah ibn Abbas. Now we are going to read out narratives before you. The first of these narrative viewers is reported by Ad-Dani in his Jam al-Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sab' al-Mashura. I have its chain of narration, and it says, حدثنا أبو الفتح قال حدثنا محمد بن الحسن قال حدثنا ابن عبد الرزاق قال حدثنا أبو محمد الخزاعي قال أخبرني عبد الوهاب أنه قرأ على محمد بن بزيه وأخبره أنه قرأ على القسط وأن القسط قرأ على ابن كثير وقرأ ابن كثير على مجاهد ودرباس مولى ابن عباس وقرأ على ابن عباس ووقف عند هذا. So we can see that this chain of narration is actually repeated earlier on, because I've already read it out in the case of Mujahid ibn Jabr, so I'm not going to translate this narrative, because it merely states that who the teacher of whom is. We have just seen it in the case of Mujahid ibn Jabr. Besides naming Mujahid to be a teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir, this narrative also says that Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas to be a teacher of Ibn Kasir as well. Now, the chain of narration is being displayed before you. The problem here is that Abu Muhammad al-Khuzai, again, who died in 308 Hijra, he reports the teacher of Ibn Kasir to be Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas. Ibn Kasir died in 120 Hijra. And that of Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas to be Abdullah ibn Abbas, who died in 68 Hijra. And obviously, we can clearly see that al-Khuzai cannot be contemporaneous to these events. A person who died in 308 Hijra, he is reporting events much earlier than in his own era, and therefore we have this problem. Also, according to Al-Khatib, Muhammad ibn Bazi is Majhul. So this is as far as the first narrative is concerned. Now, the second narrative, viewers, has been reported also by Dani in his Jami al-Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sab' al-Mashura, and it says, حدثنا فارس بن أحمد قال حدثنا أبو طاهر قال حدثنا ابن عبد الرزاق قال حدثنا محمد بن عمير وغيره قالوا حدثنا حامد بن يحيى قال حدثنا الحسن بن محمد عن شبل وقرأ شبل على عبد الله بن كثير ومحمد ابن عبد الرحمن بن محيسن وذكرا أنهما عرضا على درباس مولى بن عباس على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So حامد بن يحيى said, الحسن ibn Muhammad reported to us from Shibl, and Shibl read out to Abdullah ibn Kasir and Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Muhaysan, and both Abdullah ibn Kasir and Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Muhaysan mentioned that both of them presented it to Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas, who presented it to the companions of the Messenger of God. And you can see that its chain of narration, viewers, is being displayed before you. The problem is that Hamid ibn Yahya al-Balkhi, you can see that his name is being indicated by a red arrow. He reports the teacher of Ibn Kasir. Again, this is a question of reporting reporting events to which are not contemporaneous to the narrator himself. So Hamid ibn Yahya al-Balkhi, who died in 242 Hijra, reports that the teacher of Ibn Kasir is Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas, and that of the companions to be the teacher of Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas. Whereas, obviously, al-Balkhi is not contemporaneous to these events. Also, Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad ibn Ubaidullah, viewers, you can see that his name is being indicated. He is Majhul, as only Muhammad ibn Yazid ibn Khumais narrates from him. And thus we find Al-Uqayli saying, La yutaba'a ala hadithihi. La yutaba'a ala hadithihi, wa la yu'raf illa bihi. Yani, he is only known by Yazid. So he's a person from, in other words, Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad is a person from whom only one person narrates, and he is Yazid ibn Khunais. Zahabi's opinion about him is غير حجة. So this he has recorded in his Al-Kashif. Let's move on to the third narrative, viewers, and this narrative has been recorded by Ad-Dani in his Jam al-Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sab' al-Mashura. And it has been displayed before you. حدثنا فارس بن داود قال حدثنا أبو علي محمد بن أحمد الصواف قال حدثنا عبد الله بن أحمد بن حمل قال حدثنا حامد بن يحيى البلخي قال حدثنا حسن بن محمد بن عبيد الله بن أبي يزيد قال هذه قال هذه قراءة أخذتها من درباس ومن شبل من شبل بن عباد وقرأ شبل بن عباد على محمد بن عبد الله بن محيسن وعلى عبد الله بن كثير المكي وذكر أنهما عرضا على درباس مولى بن عباس وعلى عبد الله بن عباس وقرأ عبد الله بن عباس على أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad ibn Ubaidillah ibn Yazid said, "This reading I have acquired from Dirbas and from Shibl ibn Abbad." So he has acquired it from two people. And Shibl ibn Abbad read out to Muhammad ibn Abdirrahman ibn Muhaysan and to Abdullah ibn Kasir. Both Abdullah ibn Kasir and Muhammad ibn Abdirrahman ibn Muhaysan mentioned that both of them presented it to Dirbas, Mawla ibn Abbas, and to Abdullah ibn Abbas. And Abdullah ibn Abbas read out to the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As you can see, viewers, that its chart, a schematic illustration is being displayed before you. Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad ibn Ubaidillah ibn Yazid reports that the teacher of Ibn Kasir is Dirbas Mawla Abdullah ibn Abbas, and that of Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas to be Abdullah ibn Abbas, and that of Abdullah ibn Abbas to be the companion of the Prophet. Whereas obviously, viewers, he cannot be contemporaneous to the events that he is just describing. Therefore, Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad ibn Ubaidillah ibn Yazid is not in all probability describing events to which he was contemporaneous to. Also, I have already presented the Jar on Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad ibn Ubaidillah. And also, viewers, of importance to note is the fact that Faris ibn Muhammad, Faris ibn Dawud, we have no information about him at all. So again, this also makes this chain to be suspect. In the fourth place, viewers, we have another narrative, and this has been recorded by Ad-Dani in his Jami al-Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sab'a al-Mashhura. It says, حدثنا محمد بن أحمد قال حدثنا ابن مجاهد قال أخبرني مزر قال حدثنا حامد قال حدثنا حسن بن محمد عن شبل وقرأ شبل على محمد بن عبد الله بن حيسن وعلى عبد الله بن كثير وذكر أنهما عرضا على درباس كذا أوقفه مزر على حامد. So Hamid ibn Yahya said, Al-Hasan ibn Muhammad reported to us from Shibl, and Shibl read out to Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Muhaysan and Abdullah ibn Kasir. Shibl mentioned that both of them presented it to Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas. Ad-Dani said, according to Mudhar, all this is the statement of Hamid. So you see, viewers, from the chart being displayed before you, that Yahya, that Hamid ibn Yahya al-Balkhi reports that Ibn Kasir to be Dirbas Mawla ibn Abdullah Abbas. He's the teacher of Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas. Where obviously viewers, Balkhi could not have been, Hamid ibn Yahya al-Balkhi could not have been contemporaneous to this information. He died in 242 Hijra, and we know that Ibn Kasir died in 20 Hijra. And therefore, reports which tell us about his teacher, about Abdullah ibn Kasir's teacher, and so on and so forth, obviously cannot be contemporaneous. And also, viewers, the person of Hasan ibn Muhammad ibn Ubaidillah is a person who is majruh, who is suspect, and information regarding his jar has already been presented earlier. So, keeping in account in mind, viewers, this information, we can see that it cannot be established that Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas was a teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir. All in all, it can be said that it cannot be established that Abdullah ibn Kasir read out the Quran to Dirbas, Mawla ibn Abbas, and Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib al-Makhzumi. It can, however, be said that Abdullah ibn Kasir read it out to Mujahid ibn Jabr, and Mujahid read out to Ibn Abbas, who read out to Ubay, and the latter read out to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, it may be of significance to note that Ibn al-Jazari records that Abul Ala al-Hamadani has regarded Abdullah ibn Kasir reading out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Sa'ib as a weak opinion. I have already given this information before you. So, the first thing is that an authority is telling us that the fact that Abdullah ibn Sa'ib ibn Abi Sa'ib being a teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir is doubtful. Secondly, Az-Zahabi has not even mentioned Dirbas as a separate entry in his voluminous work on the reciters of the Quran. So Dirbas, Mawla bin Abbas, is not even mentioned as a separate entry in the Ma'rifat al-Qura al-Kabar. It can, however, be said that Abdullah ibn Kasir read out to Mujahid ibn Jabr. So if we regard the fact that there were three teachers, or there are three teachers, or allegedly three teachers of Abdullah ibn Kasir, then you can see that chart which is being displayed before you actually depicts this information if we take into account what has been mentioned in our works. However, if my critique is accepted, then as far as Abdullah ibn Saib is concerned and Dirbas Mawla ibn Abbas is concerned, both of them are doubtful teachers of Abdullah ibn Kasir, and the only reliable teacher is Mujahid ibn Jabr, and hence I would reduce the above schematic illustration to what you can see now is being displayed before you, that the only teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir is Mujahid, and that Mujahid read out to Abdullah ibn Abbas, and that Abdullah ibn Abbas read out to Ubay ibn Ka'b. So there's a single strand which tells us who the teacher of Abdullah ibn Kasir is and who the teachers of Abdullah ibn Kasir and so on are. So this is my conclusion with regard to Abdullah ibn Kasir. Only a single strand is established, and as far as other teachers are concerned, they are not established. And inshallah, in the next episode, we'll now move on to the next Qari in this regard, and he is Mujahid. He is Asim ibn Bahtala. Until then, أَكُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَارِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ